What is good, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Bully Talk Podcast. I am your fucking host, Montone Barbudo, aka Bearded Bully, and today I have a childhood banger for y'all. Today I'm gonna tell y'all about Carlton and how Carlton got me into trouble with my best friend. So I can't really remember the year. It had to be like the early 2000s, I would say. I was still young. Everybody was still lit on the block. Like, I grew up on Farmers at 140. So on my block, it was me. I was the only child. My next door neighbor, it was three of them. Across the street was Carlton and his two brothers. And next to Carlton was Patrick, Kamika, Courtney. You know, we had a nice little block full of kids. Like, it was probably like 15 of us all together. Probably like 10, and I'm just exaggerating. But I remember this one day, Carlton came up with the bright idea of breaking into my neighbor's house. Now, me being a young dumb nigga, I was with it. Like, I was with all this shit. I don't know why. Me and Carlton never really got along like that. But for some reason that day, it sounded like a great idea. So, and plus the shit was just easy. Like, my neighbors, they were hoarders. You know, shit go missing in their houses. Not hard to just be like, oh, nah, y'all lost it, bro. Like, that's it. So, this particular day, I think me and Carlton was in his backyard playing basketball, because Carlton had a basketball hoop in the backyard. And the way his house was set up, you could literally see my neighbor's house from his backyard, because like I said, Carlton lived across the street. So we playing basketball this night and the third. We see everybody load up in the van and they dip. Now, that was a sign that the crib was empty. You feel me? Because whenever we seen everybody get in a van, we kind of figured that they wasn't coming back for a little while. So Carlton had his bright ass idea of breaking into the house. I don't know why. I don't know what the fuck he wanted, but of course I'm with it. I'm bored at the time. None of my friends is home. Like, fuck it, we out. So the way this shit was set up, the front door was locked and the back door you couldn't get into. The only way we could get into the house was from breaking the window in the basement in the back of the house. So I broke the window. I climbed in through the window and I'm in the basement. I come upstairs, like, through the kitchen, because the side door took you right to the kitchen, which took you into the living room. I came up and I opened the side door for Carlton. Now, here's the thing. With this particular house, you can always tell who houses was, because the side door made a very, very loud noise whenever you opened it. It was something with like the metal, and I think it used to drag as you pushed it, like as you opened it or whatever. So I remember opening the door for Carlton. He came in, we closed the door, we chilled for a little bit just to make sure like shit was good, because we kids, we thinking niggas gonna hear the door open, other neighbors is gonna come to the house to make sure shit is good and blah blah blah. So we making sure shit is good, nobody's there. So we come up in the kitchen and that shit is fucking tore up. Like, whoo, I could close my eyes and like picture the shit. Like, y'all ever seen the show Hoarders and how their house looked? Like, yeah, the shit was like that. Shit was just everywhere. It smelled funny. You had flies, stains, open containers. It was just fucking disgusting. So we go into the living room, and that's where I decided to play at, the living room. Carlton, he decided to go upstairs. So I'm downstairs, bro. And at this time, my best friend, we were big on Yu-Gi-Oh cards. So this could give you an area of like my age and around when it happened, because Yu-Gi-Oh was still lit. Actually, it was probably a year or two before I went to high school, because in high school is when I stopped playing with Yu-Gi-Oh cards. So boom, we in the house. My man's got the GameCube, we got the systems, and I took all his fucking Yu-Gi-Oh cards. Yo, I took a whole deck of my man's Yu-Gi-Oh cards, bro. I was tired of this nigga beating me every time we dueled, bro. Like, I was just sick of this shit. So while I'm rummaging through the things, Carlton is upstairs, like I said. I just hear a loud ass scream. I hear the scream and I freeze up and I buck it out the house. I run out the crib mad quick, boom. Mind you, I lived right next door, so I book it out the house. I go home. Carlton comes out, he goes home, he's right across the street. So like 20, 25 minutes, maybe 30 minutes later, I hear my doorbell, bing, doom. So I come to the door because I'm at the age where I know if it's somebody I know how to answer the door. If it's somebody I don't know, I don't answer the door. Like, it's just that simple. So I come to the door and I see my neighbors and shit, you know, like, I don't think nothing of it. I think they asked to speak to my moms or my pops or some shit. I'm like, all right, cool. So I go get my mom. And whenever, like, my parents was talking to people in the front, I would always, like, air hustle. So I would just fucking right there in the living room listening to what they were saying. And fucking when Carlton dickhead ass went upstairs, bro, when we thought everybody left the house, apparently the baby brother Corey was still upstairs in the house. So when Carlton went upstairs and seen Corey, and they seen each other, I should say, Corey got scared and fucking screamed and told his parents that Carlton was in the house. Now, how did I get into this? Carlton, who is older than me, this nigga fucking snitched, bro. Like, he couldn't take the rap for himself. He went and told him that I was there too. Yo, bro, my moms beat the shit out of me, yo. Like, boy, I think after that day, I stopped fucking with Carlton. Like, I think he changed his life up, went to the army, all of that. But after that, I knew, like, nigga, if I'm gonna do dirt, I'm gonna do dirt by myself. Because nobody's gonna tell on me but me. And I still couldn't beat my mans in Yu-Gi-Oh! Duels after that. So I was kind of fucking tight. That's probably the real reason why I stopped playing with them Yu-Gi-Oh! Cards. Because I stole this nigga top deck. And this nigga was still whooping my ass with some shit he just bought, bro. Like, this shit. Yo, Carlton, if you listen to this, suck my dick, bro. You the reason I ended up being the nigga I am today, man. I used to be a God-fearing, wholesome kid, bro. You fucking corrupted me, and your dumbass went to the army. I hope they fucking kicked you out, and you had to serve time in jail. You punk-ass nigga. Fucking, broke into that nigga house and took Yu-Gi-Oh cards, bro. And still couldn't beat him in a fucking duel. I'm a loser. But yo, that's the episode of Bully Talk. Make sure you follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Bully Talk Podcast. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at Podcast Bully. Tell a friend and tell a friend, man. We running it up all year. Holla at me.